BBC News with Victoria Meakin. Three Islamic militants convicted of involvement in the 2002 Bali bombings have been executed in Indonesia. The men were shot by firing squad in an island prison off the coast of Java where they were being held. 202 people were killed in the coordinated bomb attacks on nightclubs on Bali. Indonesians and tourists were among the victims. Lucy Williamson reports from Cilacap where the executions took place.
Most Indonesians welcome the executions, as did the bombers themselves. They never expressed remorse for the attacks, never regretted killing people they described as infidels, and they said they wanted to die as martyrs. That's Indonesia's biggest fear now. It wants to send a clear message here, that it will execute men who kill in the name of Islam. But it also risks making them into heroes and fueling the radical movement they belong to.
Rescue teams in Haiti are continuing to search the rubble of a school where the roof caved in on Friday, killing at least 82 people, most of them children. The Haitian Prime Minister, Michel Pierre-Louis, told the BBC she believed about 700 people were in the building at the time of the collapse. She said 400 to 500 had been rescued. The head of mission for the charity Médecins Sans Frontières, Max Koski, said time was running out to find more survivors.
Unfortunately, the number of the casualties can only increase. There are something like 200 missing, and then we think that they are still under the school collapse, and for sure in the next 36 hours will be one of the time limits to find again someone alive.
Some news just in. Reports from Russia say at least 20 people were killed in an accident aboard a nuclear-powered submarine of the Russian Pacific Fleet. A senior Navy commander was quoted as saying that the submarine's nuclear reactor had not been damaged. Details are still coming in. The Cuban authorities are evacuating hundreds of thousands of people from low-lying eastern areas in advance of the arrival of a powerful Category 4 Atlantic hurricane with sustained winds of 220 kilometers per hour. Forecasters have warned that Hurricane Paloma could spark potentially catastrophic storm surges as high as 8 meters. The former Cuban leader Fidel Castro has rejected any aid from the United States. Michael Voss reports.
All of Cuba's central and eastern provinces have been placed on hurricane alert, triggering mass evacuations from low-lying coastal regions and other flood-prone areas. Hurricane Paloma has picked up speed since sweeping through the Cayman Islands, where storm surges and torrential rain caused flooding and blackouts. This late-season hurricane has risen to an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm with sustained winds of 140 miles an hour. Though this may ease slightly before making landfall in Cuba late tonight or early tomorrow morning.
World News from the BBC. The top United Nations official in the Democratic Republic of Congo has accused rebel forces and a government-allied militia group of committing war crimes during heavy fighting in the east of the country. The official, Alan Doss, said both sides had targeted civilians when fighting for control of the town of Kiwanja, north of the regional capital Goma. The rebel leader, Laurent Nkunda, has denied his forces committed atrocities. An appeal court in Yemen has halved a prison sentence given to a suspected al-Qaeda member who's on a list of the most wanted terrorists in the United States. The prisoner, Jabba al-Banna, will now serve 5 years in jail for his role in planning coordinated attacks on oil facilities in Yemen. The Yemeni authorities have not said why the sentence was reduced. Iran has criticized the United States President-elect Barack Obama for saying that it's unacceptable for Tehran to develop nuclear weapons. The Speaker of Parliament, Ali Larijani, said Mr. Obama's comment showed a pursuit of what he called the same wrong American policies. Change, Mr. Larijani said, had to be strategic.
Change must have a strategic basis. This is what is expected on the international scene, not the repetition of the mundane and repetitive statements that we have heard from Ms. Tang these past few days. This is tantamount to trading the same erroneous path as before. If we want the circumstances to improve in the region, they have to issue the right signals to the nations here.
An 8-year-old boy has been charged with the murder of his father and another man in the American state of Arizona. Police said the child confessed to shooting the two men with a rifle on Wednesday in the small community of St. John's, northeast of Phoenix. Prosecutors say the motive isn't known. BBC News.